Lazy Project Manager is sponsored by Office Timeline. If you need to make elegant timelines and Gantt charts that clients and executives can understand, try the Office Timeline PowerPoint add-in. Designed to work right inside a PowerPoint, it's familiar and requires no learning curve. And with it, you'll quickly build stunning project visuals and can easily update them on the fly as plans change. Try it for free at officetimeline.com/Peter to see how it makes your presentations look awesome. That is officetimeline.com/Peter.
Welcome to the world of productive laziness with myself, Peter Taylor, the Lazy Project Manager. And I'm really excited. I'm always excited, I know, in the podcast, but I'm excited this one because we have the Young Project Manager of the Year, Christian Serto, who's going to be talking to us. A fascinating interview. Christian and I go back some time, and you'll hear about our history together and how we first met, etc. I'm sure you're going to enjoy that. But before we get into that, I want to talk about PMOs. Now, I'm fascinated to learn if you are involved in leading or in re-engineering or involved in some kind of management of a PMO. I'd love to hear from you. And the reason I'd love to hear from you is because if you've ever read my book, Leading Successful PMOs, you'll know about the five Ps, the balanced PMO. This is my kind of model for building PMOs. I said the five Ps stand for people, for process, for performance, for promotion, and for project information systems. And my argument is that if you don't think about all of those five components, then you will have an unbalanced PMO and it will not deliver what the organization wants or expects or actually needs. Sometimes the need and the want are kind of different. But this is my idea, the five Ps. So let me give you a simple example if you haven't read the book. So if you think about it, the first two, people and process. Now, if you focus purely on process, this is methodology, standards, all the rest of it, the framework for project delivery, if you focus purely on the process, then they're in danger of becoming just the project police. Nobody will particularly like you and that. And you know, I get that's part of the job, but it's not the whole job. On the other hand, if you focus purely on the people, which is all about, you know, recruitment, onboarding, skills, training, etc., support, coaching, mentoring, you might have a wonderfully happy project management workforce, but are they actually disciplined enough to deliver what the business wants? And so I think you can see there that the first two things you need to balance are people and process to get the right balance there. And of course, then it's a matter of bringing in the other Ps, because it's not just about people and process. You have to think about the performance of the projects, performance of the PMO, performance of everything that's going on with the underlying change or transformational activities. You have to promote what's going on. You have to educate people internally and externally. And of course, you know, a lot of this is driven by data, and you need a good project management information system or tools underlying all of this to bring about success, to be able to track progress and track change and track positive benefits, etc., etc. And know where actually it is you need to put your effort, you know, where are things not going so well. So that's the five Ps very, very simply. So I'd love to hear from you if you have read Leading Successful PMOs, or if you're in that role. I'd love you to share stories with me. You can do that. You can contact me through LinkedIn. In fact, you'll find an article on LinkedIn right now, a discussion topic around PMOs, around Lean Successful PMOs, around the balanced PMO, asking for a comment, etc. And thank you to those who have already responded to me. You can get hold of me through my website, www.thelazyprojectmanager.com, or you can email me at peter.b.taylor@btinternet.com. That's peter.b.taylor@btinternet.com. And I'd love to hear from you, because I'd love to learn your experiences. You know, how have you found this? Has it been practical for you? Has it been useful for you? Have you uncovered additional elements you need to think about in a balanced PMO? Maybe there's a sixth P out there. I don't know yet. And one of the real reasons I'm asking this is because I've developed a PMO health check service. It's a short, sharp engagement. You know, it's 1 or 2 days, nothing particularly onerous or costly. It can be, you know, ideally it's done face-to-face, but, you know, I understand the practicalities of the world and travel and all the rest of it, and time and cost. So it can be done remotely. You know, we can break it down to a series of you know, web-based interviews and feedback, etc. So I'd love to, you know, I want to develop this even more, and I actually want to run some PMO health checks for a number of organizations. So if you feel this is something that you could get some value from, then please, you know, contact me, because I'm really interested in getting the, you know, the first few sort of beta sites out there, the first few customer experiences out there, and testing it. So, you know, I'd love to connect with you. So don't be shy. Please contact me if you've got a PMO, or if you have some challenges with your PMO, or you'd like a health check run from a kind of external objective viewpoint. Then please, I'd be more than happy to engage with you, and we can talk about the best way of approaching that. Okay, that's it from me, really, apart from just some heads up on a couple of trips I've got coming up. I am traveling at the end of March out to Rio de Janeiro. Really looking forward to that. Love my time in Rio, well, a few years back now, but I've an opportunity to go back. I'm speaking at a PMO conference that's taking place in Rio towards the end of March. And I'm also being invited to speak at the PMI Rio chapter. It's their 20th anniversary, so I will be presenting the history of or the lazy history of project management. So it's my take on the history of project management from a lazy project manager's point of view. You know, where has it come from, where's it going, what on earth does it think it is? It's going to be fun, it's going to be engaging, it's going to be a very sociable evening. And I you know, if you're in Rio and you're part of PMI or not part of PMI, and then you know, check it out and come along. There's going to be some marketing material out very shortly. The second thing I've got coming up is a trip out to Warsaw, Poland, and here I will be speaking in April at the Portfolio Experience event, and I shall be speaking on business collaboration, the benefits of business collaboration, how the PMO can fit into that, and, you know, what is the role of the PMO in this kind of drive towards social collaborative engagement to bring about change inside organisations. And on day two, I will be delivering a one-day workshop called Strategies for Project Sponsorship. So if you're in Warsaw, please check that one out, and hopefully I'll see you there. That's it from me. I'm always happy to talk to anybody about other opportunities to speak or train, to run workshops, coach, all that kind of stuff. So as I said, don't be shy. Feel free to contact me. As always, the best place is www.thelazyprojectmanager.com. Right, so let's get on to the main part of this podcast, which is really this I think fascinating interview with Christian. As I said, we go back some time history wise. We talk about that. We talk about the award that he's got. We talk about experiences. And I think it's just one of those interviews that's just encouraging for people, encouraging for young project managers of what can be achieved in the world of project management. So without further ado, let's listen to Christian. So let me introduce you to my special guest on this Lazy Project Manager podcast, Christian Soto, MPM, PMP consultant, coach, and international speaker based out of Bolivia. Now, this is a place I've never been to, by the way. I can just drop that in there, Christian. Christian, welcome. Please introduce yourself to the listeners in your own words.
Thanks, Peter. It's really a pleasure to be here with you and your great podcast. So I want to introduce myself. So I dedicate myself to coaching and consulting, mainly in Latin America, but I also have a work in USA, Poland, and Spain too.
All right. So you get quite well traveled then.
Yeah, a little bit.
Now look, your LinkedIn profile, it's very unusual. Your LinkedIn profile describes you as passionate. Like, that's fine. I get that. Questionologist, speaker, project management geek, get those as well, edutech lover, and an avid discomfort zone seeker. So you're going to have to explain a couple of those to the listeners. So a questionologist and discomfort zone seeker, which I can't even say. So what do you mean by questionologist to begin with?
Oh my God, those are some funny names to describe my passion. So questionologist is about, I discovered this term studying from a last workshop about powerful questions. How those powerful questions could impact our ability to discover some critical points in project lifecycle and our ability to coach our team to a successful team interaction. For instance, the three scale Scrum daily meeting questions, you know?
Yeah.
What did you do yesterday? What will you do today? And what is blocking progress? So questionologies is like you are aware that there are some questions that are powerful to your success. And discomfort zone seeker is funny because I'm myself an introvert and I have a stage fright, but I become myself a public speaker and I also found the first Toastmaster club in my country last year. And I'm very bad at jokes, but tomorrow I will participate in a stand-up comedy show. I think give myself opportunities to volunteer internationally and navigate outside my box is make me a discomfort zone seeker.
Okay. So questionologist, I get that. I mean, In my early days, one of the guys I worked for, he wasn't a project manager, but he was kind of very clever at what he does. And I remember talking to him once, and we were doing a series of meetings around a selection of a software solution. And I said, you always seem to ask the right question. He said, no, I don't ask the right question. I tend to ask one more question than people expect. And you're surprising what you uncover with that extra question. It was almost like there were questions you asked that people expect you to ask, but he asked one more. They weren't prepared for it necessarily, but therefore they came out with what would appear to be the truth. And he was very successful that way. So one more question than you expect people to be asked is one motto. And the stand up. Let's talk about that. That's unusual. So you do stand up in general, or do you do stand up relating to the world that we're in?
No, about just a stand up comedy show.
Yep, stand up comedy show. Yes.
Yes, and I think it's just about entertain people, but for me is to put myself in a context that I never had been before. Because as I told you before, when I do my public speaking events in congresses, for instance, I try to put some videos there and some GIF in order to make some jokes, but I not give myself the opportunity to speak a joke without any slides.
So I think
it's a good option to interact with people in other contexts.
I totally agree. And actually, one of the things, because I use a lot of jokes in my presentations, humor in my presentation. And actually, I have now done quite a few now. But I do bill myself as perhaps the only stand-up project management guy in the world, because I do offer a half an hour stand-up session, and it is all based around project management humor. It's I've done it mostly at conferences and things, at the dinners, they want a speaker or something at the dinner, but actually they don't want someone to stand there with slides, etc. So half an hour of poking fun at my own professional project management, it's quite popular. And I agree, stand up like that exposes you and really tests you to a great degree. So well done on doing that. All right, let's move on. So I'm always interested in how people got into project management in the first place. I'm from the generation of the accidental project managers. So I love talking to people about they intended it or didn't intend it. So Christian, what is your story? Did you intend to become a project manager and then consultant, et cetera, or did it just happen somehow? What is your story?
That's interesting because I talked with many people about the same, and most of them were that was called accidental PM, and they were very good at job and their bosses promoted to be PM. My case was different. Since I was a kid, I wanted to be a PM. And that's not true. I want to be an astronaut or a Superman like everybody. I discovered PM actually in 2009, a year after my graduation of industrial engineer, and that began my searching of improving my skills in a Microsoft project actually, because a teacher told me that the Microsoft project will be excellent to complement my industrial engineer's abilities. So they suggest me to, she suggests me to find books, etc. And I found a book about project management I mean, I found a book about Microsoft project, and in that book, 1,000 pages, I found a little quotation about PMI.
Wow.
So that's the beginning.
1,000 pages. I think for me, 1,000 pages is probably about 5 books that I've written. I could never, I could never write a book that long. I really couldn't. But yeah, I mean, so, you know, when I started out, I mean, you know, I wanted to be an author. That's what I wanted to do. And then I kind of fell into project management. And I never really thought that I would actually kind of achieve my ambition of being an author through project management. But, you know, here I'm just currently working on book number 20, which is just amazing.
Oh, my God.
I know, 10 years since The Lazy Project Manager. It will be May this year, will be the 10 years since it came out, which is incredible. So, okay. Now, look, Christian, I've checked and we connected on LinkedIn on October the 16th, 2013. I cannot remember why we connected at that point, but I'm sorry, do you remember?
I remember.
Go on in. What happened around that time we connected? Remind me.
Yeah, in 2013, yes. We met in the IPMA Congress in Croatia.
Ah, there it was. Oh, Croatia, yeah. Yes. That was a...
Maybe you don't remember, but you gave me a book as a present for being the person that came for the farthest place to that congress.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's right. I remember now. I remember. Oh, my goodness me. That was a great week. I really enjoyed that when in Croatia. Yes, I was Master of Ceremonies at the IPMA World Congress that year. And yes. I did stuff with the young crew, and I did stuff with the full session, etc. Exactly. I do remember. I gave you a book because you were the furthest travel. Well, brilliant. So... Okay, so we've been in communication now for more than 5 years, and it's great to get to interview you now. But the thing that triggered this whole conversation or request for a conversation was an announcement that you put out on LinkedIn about an award you've won recently. And let me just read the award. The PMI Young Professional Award recognizes and honors young professionals who have made a significant impact in advancing project management within an organization, advancing knowledge, understanding the practice of project management, and demonstrating and understand the PMI standards, practice, ethics. So congratulations, Christian. You are PMI Young Professional of the Year. So well done for that. Now, in your own words, you said, I am honored to have received the PMI Young Professional Award at the PMI Global Congress in Los Angeles. Very nice. Describe it. What was the ceremony like? How did you feel to win? Talk to us about it.
Okay, the happiness and pride was indescribable. I had 3 guests to my gala dinner, and they didn't know about the prize because PMI requested me to maintain the secret till that night. So it's difficult to maintain that, but the ceremony was so elegant, and it's different for the Congress because everybody... had ties and a long dress. It's totally different, and I really enjoy it because that represents a lot for me and for some colleagues. And it was great.
Wow! Now, in your message or the announcement you put out there about the award, you said there were 3 main things around the award. The first was, passion and dedication. Secondly, you work with some great people around the globe in different awesome teams. And 3, you've received trust from invaluable people about your potential and gave you opportunities to lead and shine. So you said that last point, the working with people, some important, but that last point was very important to you. That's why you wanted to publicly acknowledge those wonderful people who trusted you in key moments in your professional life in project management. So, I think that was a very generous thing to do. And personally, my name was on that list, so thank you for that. And perhaps you can talk about why. What did I do? What did I do?
Okay. You were one of the invaluable people that trusted in me. I also talked in my acceptance speech that night and also in my LinkedIn post. Gave me the opportunity to collaborate in your book, Real PM, in 2014.
Yes,
I remember. And for me, it was awesome because it gave me voice and it gave my voice and ideas a relevance it was not there before. And this prize is not only about me, it's about the people around me, inspiring leaders like you, that gave me opportunities to shine.
Oh, brilliant. So, well, thank you for the name check, and I really appreciate that. And yes, Real Project Management, I remember that. So secondly, look, you gave a long list, and we don't have time to go through all of them. It's very generous of you to call out these people, but is there anybody on that list that you would specifically like to thank? As I said, it's a long list of long people who have supported you in some way, but maybe pick one or two that you particularly want to talk to and thank through the format that the podcast is.
This is too difficult to do it. That's why my list is so long.
Okay, right. You're a fair person.
Everyone have a special significance for me, but for sure the first ones, maybe the half ones, trusted me before anyone else did it before.
Okay.
I think this is the kind of leader we need in order to inspire emerging professionals to keep going in that direction. And this is all the prize is about. It's about inspiring more and more leaders around the world, emerging professionals, to do more things about project management.
Ah, well, fair enough. And I'd encourage people to go, certainly connect to Christian on LinkedIn. I'm sure he'd be happy to connect to you. And then you can check out the list. I said it's an impressive list of names. A few I know, many I don't know. But I think that's my call out to the project management profession. I know we're all very busy. And I, from where I am right these days, I do get contacted by quite a lot of people, and I try to, give what I can of my time and make comments or make suggestions, etc. It's challenging sometimes, but as a community, I think we have a responsibility for helping those people entering our profession and giving them guidance. And I think this modern world of LinkedIn and Twitter and all the other social media, the conference, etc., there's a great opportunity to connect with many people. And I could come up with a list of people who in turn have actually helped me as I've gone through the last 30 years. So I think it's a great thing you've done, Christian. And people should really, try and do the same, I think. So, finally, Christian, how can people find out more about you? We've talked about LinkedIn, but how can they find out more about you and perhaps contact you in the future?
For sure, you can contact me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, all the social networks.
Right.
And I also have a blog, but it's in Spanish. I have a blog, and it's pmparalavida.wordpress.com. And I put some articles in my page in Facebook too, so I try to contact people in that way.
Okay, brilliant. And so you're writing. Is there a book in the future, in your future somewhere? You're going to be writing the next lazy project manager?
Maybe yes. I have contributed in two books now.
Yeah.
So I am writing my book, and it's kind of struggling with that, because I try to put in some entertaining way to explain how the emotions influence the team and the project management to be successful.
Okay.
And so my book is called In the Emotional PM.
That's fine.
Isn't the initial phases? But I want to finish that this year.
Okay. Well, I look forward to. Is it going to be in English or Spanish?
I try to do in both.
Okay.
But first I'm focusing in do it in English.
Okay. I was looking forward to reviewing it. But obviously, if it's in Spanish, I've got no chance. But if it's in English, I'm definitely there to have a read of it once you're ready. So, brilliant. Good luck with that. So, Christian, thank you. And once more, look, really, congratulations on becoming PMI Young Professional of the Year 2018. So, well done. Well done indeed.
Thank you.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, thank you for your time today. And as I said, it's great to talk to you. Thank you for reminding me where we actually met the first time around. I could actually work that out. I remember the moment now in that room. So well done for that, and thank you.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you for being so inspiring on my first years in project management. So as I remember, I told you in 2013 in Croatia, you were one of my mentors, my virtual mentors. So I followed you in gunhead.com in that time, and was amazing to meeting you in person and now to be in your podcast.
Oh, brilliant. It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. And I look forward to exchanging books at the end of this year. I hopefully will have finished my final one as well. So all the best. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. Bye-bye.
All right, there you are. I think I hope you agree that was fascinating to listen to Christian, and I thank him for taking the time to talk to me. And that's it for this podcast. As I said, if you've read Leading Successful PMOs, if you're running a PMO, if you're interested in talking to me about a PMO health check, then please reach out to me, and I look forward to speaking to you in the next podcast. As ever, www.thelazyprojectmanager.com is the place to go to. Be lazy.
Don't forget to check out Office Timeline, the PowerPoint add-in that will make your project timelines and Gantt charts look awesome. Get your free trial at officetimeline.com/Peter. Stay.